Now let's lead off with a renovation that's been in the works for over a decade on the Illinois State University campus. It could soon become a reality, but as GLT's Eric Stock reports, past history has taught the university to take nothing for granted.
The new state budget, which lawmakers have approved, sets aside nearly $62 million to renovate the College of Fine Arts complex. The state approved the project 10 years ago, but lawmakers never appropriated the money. ISU spokesman Eric Jomey.
We are very happy to see that, but we always take kind of a cautious approach because we know these things don't move all that quickly.
The state put the project on the back burner for years during the fierce budget battles between then-Governor Bruce Rauner and the Democrat-controlled legislature.
And that was something we were waiting on, and then the budget impasse had quite an effect on that. And that's been back in the budget for a couple of years now.
But lawmakers instead have approved deferred maintenance on the building in recent years. The state's new capital bill also targets $89 million to renovate Milner Library, plus another $40 million for deferred maintenance. ISU is also getting a state appropriation of close to $70 million, a 5% increase over last year, but still lower than what it got 5 years ago, prior to several years of stopgap funding measures for higher education in Illinois.
I think we're just most grateful for the stability. We know that something stable is coming along, and then that allows us to do our budgeting and kind of know where we stand from 1 year to the next.
Illinois plans to fund its $45 billion capital bill by doubling the state's gas tax to 38 cents starting July 1st, raising vehicle registration fees, and increasing the cigarette tax. I'm Eric Stock.